Hey everyone, welcome back. When we talk about impactful careers, it's hard to top public and global health, right?
Absolutely. I mean, making a difference in people's lives, that's about as impactful as it gets.
For sure. And thinking about our Pakistani listeners, we dove into this really insightful document about career paths in public and global health, specifically for Pakistani professionals. And what struck me was, it lays out the skills, the jobs, but it really digs into the why.
Yeah, that was great. Like, why this is such a crucial area,
Totally. And the impact you can have, both personally and for like the whole Pakistani community.
I loved how they highlighted the different levels of engagement.
Right, like starting at the entry level and growing into these like leadership positions at the mid-level.
Exactly, it's a whole journey.
So entry level, building that foundation, epidemiology, health systems, all that good stuff. And what I found interesting was they were really pushing getting involved with organizations, like early on.
Oh, yeah. The Pakistan Health Research Council, WHO, even UNICEF.
Makes sense, right?
It's like crucial.
What do you think about that?
Like, it's all about experience, real world stuff. You're not just reading textbooks, you're seeing how it all actually works. And by connecting with these organizations early, you're basically
Like networking.
totally building a network, finding mentors, potential collaborators, people who can actually help you, like, guide your career.
Yeah, it's like a launch pad almost.
Exactly. And then the document mentions specializing, like finding a niche. They were really pushing health informatics.
Yeah, for anyone who isn't familiar with that.
Health informatics is using tech to improve healthcare, like electronic health records, tracking disease outbreaks, even telemedicine. And given like how fast technology is growing,
It's a hot field for sure.
especially in a place like Pakistan where access to healthcare can be,
Tough.
yeah.
Okay, so you've built your skills, made those connections,
Then you move up.
mid-level.
Yeah.
This is where things get exciting.
Yeah. Now you're in a leadership role.
Leading teams.
Big projects, shaping policies, maybe even heading a department tackling a major health issue, like communicable diseases.
Wow. So you're thinking big picture now.
Absolutely. National level, global level.
Thinking about Pakistan specifically, what mid-level skills from this document do you think are like most crucial for making a real impact?
I'd say being able to advocate for change, like knowing how to work within the system, navigate bureaucracy, and really push for new
So
ideas.
passion is important, but
It's not enough. You need to understand the how-to, like how to actually make things happen.
that's a great point. So this document really focuses on the benefits of this career path.
Right.
And they present it as this like two-way street. Good for you, good for the Pakistani community.
Right.
So for the individual, career advancement, financial stability. That's pretty clear.
Yeah.
But they also talk about this like deep professional fulfillment.
Knowing you're making a real difference. It's not just a job, it's contributing to something bigger.
Absolutely. And then on the community side, the impact is huge. Like they talked about capacity building, training healthcare workers on the ground.
So important.
How critical is that, do you think, for lasting change?
Oh, it's essential. Imagine healthcare professionals all across Pakistan with the latest knowledge, skills. You're not just helping one person at a time, you're strengthening the whole system.
From the bottom up. And it's not just training,
All
right?
right.
The document talks about influencing policy, tackling things like maternal mortality, child health, even things like malnutrition and sanitation.
Big challenges.
Huge.
And that's where advocating for policies based on evidence comes in. You use data, research to show what really works, and then you can convince decision makers to adopt policies that actually address these problems.
So how do these efforts in Pakistan like connect to the bigger global picture of health?
Well, the things Pakistan faces, maternal health, infectious diseases, access to quality care, these aren't just Pakistani problems. They're global issues. So progress in Pakistan.
It helps everyone.
Exactly. It contributes to the knowledge, the solutions that can be used anywhere.
I love that global perspective.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get practical. Someone's listening, they're interested in this career path.
Where do they start?
What are the steps?
Well, the document had some good recommendations.
Yeah, let's go through them.
First, continuous education. Public health is always changing.
Always learning.
Exactly. You need to stay updated on research, new methods, new tech.
So, how do you do that?
Certifications are great, like project management in global health, PMGH.
Okay, PMGH.
It shows you have specialized skills.
Makes sense.
And there are so many good online courses now, flexible, you can learn on your own time, and really dive deep into specific areas you're interested in.
I like that. Yeah. What else did the document recommend?
Research.
Ah, research. Why is that so important?
It shows commitment. You're not just talking about solutions, you're helping to find them.
I see.
Plus, you get hands-on experience. You participate in studies, maybe even lead your own research project. And that builds your skills, teaches you how to think critically, how to analyze data.
It's all about evidence-based solutions.
Exactly.
And I bet having research experience on your CV helps.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It shows you take initiative, you have analytical skills, and you're serious about this field.
Okay. Research check. What else?
Partnerships. Local and international collaborations.
Why are those so important?
Think of it like building a support system, a network of experts, local organizations. They know the challenges, the culture, the specific needs in Pakistan. International organizations bring global perspectives, best practices, and often they have access to funding and resources that might be harder to find locally.
So it's like combining the strengths of both.
Exactly. You create solutions that are both effective and sustainable.
Makes sense. Anything else in the recommendations?
One more big one. Volunteering locally.
Oh, interesting. So even if you have the education, the degrees...
You need that real-world experience.
Hands-on.
Yes. Volunteering lets you see the challenges firsthand, understand the communities you're working with. It helps you make sure your work is actually practical, that it makes a real difference.
So you're connecting that global knowledge with the local context.
Precisely.
This document really convinced me that Pakistani public health experts... they can transform healthcare in their country. It's inspiring.
It's already happening.
That's true.
And it brings up a big question.
What's that?
What role can technology innovation play in accelerating this progress, especially in a region like Pakistan with its unique challenges and opportunities?
That's a fantastic question.